You want to start your own podcast, but you need an easy, low-cost, and powerful platform to use. Anchor is your answer. Anchor has dynamic creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor distributes your podcast for you, so your audience can find you on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other popular platforms. And Anchor beats low cost. It's free to use. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast, all in one place. Now that Anchor has taken away the obstacles and those excuses, you can finally get started on that podcast. After listening to this episode of Garage Heroes, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to begin your podcast adventure.
This is Michael Coe from the Punk Rock and Politics Podcast, and you're listening to some of the best podcasts available on the internet, only on the No Phony Podcast Network.
Hey, this is Bill with Heroes Garage, where we review movies and TV shows and streaming episodes. So, as promised, we are going to start our independent reviews. Yes, you just have me today. And I am going to review a movie that I saw, I think, a couple months ago, and I like a lot. As you know, or you may not know, there seems to be kind of this genre. I hate to say it's a genre now, but I would say these John Wick movie types are definitely hitting more of the mainstream, so to speak. More movies are being made that are very similar to John Wick. Now, this movie that I'm going to review today, you know, it didn't get the best reviews from audience and critics. I don't know why. I think there may be a bias here, and I'm going to talk a little bit about it. Anyway, it is called Gunpowder Milkshake. Yes, you heard it right. Gunpowder Milkshake. And this is the female version of John Wick. And I would say has a kind of a Kill Bill approach, but it is extremely stylized, and I think that's why it kind of tickles my funny bone a little bit, is when I watch movies like this, I definitely enjoy the way they look and how it's filmed, and a lot of it has to do with the cinematographer, which we'll get into later. Anyway, so Gunpowder Milkshake, maybe you haven't seen this, it's on Netflix. And three generations of women fight back against those who could take everything from them. Okay, so that's kind of a high, way of describing this movie. But anyway, the director is Nevo Papachadou. I don't know if you ever heard of him. I never did. I think he did a big horror movie called Rabies in 2010, and I think that was even a remake. But more importantly, his cinematographer is Michael Sarrazin, is it? Yeah, Sarrazin. Anyway, Michael Sarrazin, he's known for World of the Planet of the Apes, The New Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, War of the Planet of the Apes. He did film on Gravity, Mercury Rising. So he's done his fair share of cinematography. Let me tell you, he definitely got to let loose and did a lot with neon, a lot with depth of field and color. And, man, that would be probably the first reason why I really liked this movie, was I love the way it looked. Second reason is Karen Gillan. I loved Karen Gillan as an actress, and you may know her as Nebula. That's right. She's Nebula in the Avengers series. And you don't really know her as an actress because of all the makeup and everything that she has. And let me tell you, credit to her for really, man, how she identifies as Nebula is amazing. And, you know, because it's such a different jump from, I would say, from this role, but you may know her as in the Jumanji character. She's the redhead that's in there, and she's very funny, and I like her a lot in that in the Jumanji. She has it's really funny with her comedy and her action prowess. And in this movie, she plays the daughter, I believe, of Lena Headey. So you have a pretty good star female cast in this. You know, she would be the first. Carla Gugino or Gugino. I'm going to be like Mark and Tom massacring names. Anyway, you may have remember seeing her in the probably one of my favorite series of 2018. Tom and I reviewed it. It was The Haunting of Hill House, and she's Olivia Crane. And she also shows up as the storyteller in The Haunting of Bly Manor, which is, I wouldn't say a second version of the movie. But anyway, we reviewed that one as well. So you recognize her, and she's a great actress. And she has this smaller part, I would say. Lena Headey is also in this. You heard me describe her. Not a lot of the Game of Thrones fans will know her as Cersei Lannister, and she was also Pride and Prejudice and the Zombies, which is hysterical. Not as good as Abraham Lincoln Vampire Killer. That's for another story. Anyway, so you have her, and of course the famous Angela Bassett. She's in this as well. So we have some great female actresses. And like I said earlier, this has got the strong flavor of, I didn't mention Michelle Yeoh, and she's a Asian American actress. She was in Crouching Tiger and Tomorrow Never Dies in 97 and Crazy Rich Asians. She plays Eleanor Young. You may recognize her as well. So a star-studded cast. And so Karen Gillan, she has this role where she is a hit woman, just like John Wick. Imagine that. And John Wick. And so she has this, I guess she has this role to protecting the small girl. And so they have this hit squad. The Russians come in and she's protecting her. And there's this whole backstory with her and her mother. But I don't want to go into it because there's a lot that's in the story. So what makes this movie entertaining? Well, one, again, it's just John Wick theme. It's this the female version. And I think maybe that might be some of the prejudice that's here. I don't get why that the critics really didn't like it. Maybe because it's starting to get old. I don't know. I don't find it old. I like John Wick. I like anything that's kind of in the John Wick thing. Now, it's not like Mr. Nobody with Bob Odenkirk, which I reviewed earlier. That is a much better film. But this one does great because, first off, all the acting is just phenomenal. Great acting, especially by Karen Gillan. Secondly is, man, it is so stylized. I love it. The color and the cinematography. Scenes in the library, the fighting sequences are so well choreographed as well. And that's what makes a great movie, is that action movie that is, and that's where you get kind of the Kill Bill in this, is it's definitely in that bloody realm in a lot of cases. But I really like just the fighting sequences, and they do a great job. of course, it's the slow motion, and you got the music, and it kind of follows in that trope a little bit, but I find it very entertaining. And so I have a good time just watching this overall, and how much it's just kind of, it's the female version, more or less. And then, you know, it's a story that's tied into it, and the milkshake, and, you know, they have their places where the gangsters have truces as well. As like in John Wick, it was the hotel. In this, it's a diner, and so you got to turn in your guns. And, you know, like I said, it follows a lot of that. But the originality, I think, is in the story. It's with the little girl that she has to protect, and it kind of follows in a lot of different storylines. It's similar, but because it's a heavy female cast, it makes it different. Because usually you'll have men, women, or if it's even a lead, lead woman role, you'll have at least a male sidekick. Nothing like this at all. And the men really are the bad guys in all of this. And so maybe they're just trying to say something here. But anyway, if you like the John Wick type of story, if you like the Kill Bill, now obviously it's not Tarantino, but I will give it that it's very stylized, it's very well directed, very well choreographed. The storytelling is very cool, and how Karen Gillan's character is protecting this little girl. And you know, it's definitely worthwhile seeing if you like that genre. So anyway, that is a small independent review by Bill. I'm giving it a thumbs up. I give it an 8 out of 10. I really liked it. I'm kind of going against the mainstream here of what most people say about it. And I find it very entertaining. So there you go. Here is another review from Heroes Garage. Bye now.